Big Banks on Wall Street Condemn Protesters at U.S. Capitol. By John Binder on January 6, 2021. The nation's biggest banks on Wall Street are condemning protesters who breached the United States Capitol on Wednesday and opposed the certification of the 2020 presidential election results by Congress. Billionaire and million CEOs of Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, and J.P. Morgan Chase each made statements denouncing protesters who stormed the Capitol building in opposition to Congress certifying election results for President-elect Joe Biden. Today's appalling events in our nation's capital underscore the urgent need for all Americans to unite behind one of our most cherished principles, the peaceful transfer of power that has happened without interruption since our country's founding, Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan said in a statement. We must move forward together peacefully, respectfully, and with a singular, shared focus on our American ideals, Moynihan continued. Moynihan is worth an estimated $80 million. Likewise, Citigroup CEO Michael Corbat, who made $24 million in 2019, said he is disgusted with the protesters and said the scenes are very difficult to watch. I pray this situation can be resolved without further bloodshed, Corbat said. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, worth $1.4 billion, similarly condemned the protesters in a statement. I strongly condemn the violence in our nation's capital. This is not who we are as a people or as a country. We are better than this. Our elected leaders have a responsibility to call for an end to the violence, accept the results, and, as our democracy has for hundreds of years, support the peaceful transition of people, Dimon said. Now is the time to come together to strengthen our exceptional union. Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon, worth more than $100 million, wrote that our democracy has built a reservoir of goodwill around the world that brings important benefits for our citizens. Recently, we have squandered that goodwill at an alarming pace, and today's attack on the U.S. Capitol does further damage, Solomon continued. It's time for all Americans to come together and move forward with a peaceful transition of power. We have to begin reinvesting in our democracy and rebuilding the institutions that have made America an exceptional nation. In the 2020 presidential election, Wall Street's biggest banks spent about $74 million to get Biden elected against President Trump. Since then, Biden has stacked his transition team with big business and Wall Street insiders. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.